I nod to Mustang. She stands suddenly with the standard and puts it to Milia's head. The mark of Mars becomes that of Minerva. Then she erases the Minerva mark. Dax's eyes widen. Even if I free you, I ask Milia, you're still going to cut me. She doesn't know what to say. Millie, Dax says quietly, what are you thinking? No slavery, I elaborate. No beatings. If you dig a shit pit, I dig two shit pits for the camp. If someone cuts you, I rip them apart. So, will you join our army? His army, Mustang corrects. I look over at her with a frown. And who's he? Milia asks, her eyes not leaving my face. He's the Reaper. It takes a week to gather 10 Oathbreakers. The way I look at it is, those 10 already made it clear they don't want to be slaves. So they might like the first person who will give them purpose, food, furs, who's not demanding that they lick a boot heel. Most of them have heard of me, but all are disappointed that I don't have the famous sling blade I used to beat Pax. Apparently he's become quite the legend. They say he picked up and threw a horse and rider into the Argos as Mars's slaves fought Jupiter's. As we grow, we hide from the larger armies. Mars may be my house, but with Rogue dead and Cassius an enemy, only Quinn and Severo are left as friends. Pollux, perhaps, but he'll go whatever way the wind blows. Rat bastard. I cannot be with my house. There's no place for me there. I may have been their leader, but I remember how they looked at me. And now it is crucial they know I am alive. Despite the war between Mars and Jupiter, stalwart Ceres stands unconquered by the riverside. Behind their high walls, bread smoke still rises. Mounted war bands from both armies roam the plains around Ceres, crossing the frozen Argos at will. They carry low-charged iron swords now, so they can electrocute and maim one another with a brush of metal. Medbots scream over the battlefield when skirmishes break into pitched frays, healing wounded students as they bleed or moan from broken bones. The champions of each army wear iron armor to protect themselves against the new weapons. Horses smash together. Iron arrows fly. Slaves mill about, hitting each other with older, simpler weapons across the wide plain that separates the highlands from the great river Argos. It is a spectacular thing to see. But foolish. So foolish. I watch with Mustang and Milia as two armored warbands of Mars and Jupiter streak toward each other across the plains in front of Phobos Tower. Pennants flap. Horses trample the deep snow. It's a clash of armored glory when the two metal tides collapse into one another. Lances spark with stunning electricity on broad shields and armor. Dazzling swords slam other blades like their own. High drafts battling high drafts. Slaves run in scores to smash into each other, pawns in this giant chess match. I see Pax in a rusty bulk of crimson armor, so ancient it looks like a fry suit. I laugh as he tackles a horse and rider, but if ever there was a picture of a perfect knight, it would not be Pax. No. It'd be Cassius. I see him now. His armor glows as he stuns opponent after opponent, galloping through the enemy, his sword humming left and right, flickering like a tongue of fire. He can fight, but I'm shocked at how foolishly he chooses to, diving nobly into the enemy's gut with a force of lancers, capturing enemies. And then the surviving troops regroup and do the same to him, over and over, neither side taking substantial advantage. What idiots. I say to Mustang, all that pretty armor and swords blinded them. I know. Maybe if they slam into one another 3 or 4 more times, it may just work.
They've got tactics, she says. Look, a wedge formation there, and a feint there that'll turn into a flank sweep.
Yet I'm right.
Yet you're not wrong.
She watches for a moment.
Like our little war, all over again. Except you're not running around howling at people like a moon-touched wolf.
Mustang sighs and puts a hand on my shoulder. Ah, the good old days. Milia watches us with a wrinkled nose. Tactics win battles. Strategy wins wars, I say.
Oh, I am Reaper, God of Wolves, King of Strategy.
Mustang pinches my cheek.
You are just too adorable.
I swat her away. Milia rolls her eyes.
So, what is our strategy, my lord?
Mustang asks me. The longer I draw out any conflict with an enemy, the more chances the proctors will get to ruin me. My rise must be meteoric. I don't tell her this. Speed is our strategy, I say. Speed and extreme prejudice. The next morning, House Mars's war band finds their bridge across the Metas blocked by trees felled in the night. As expected, the war band turns around and rides back to the castle, fearing some sort of trap. Their watchmen in Phobos and Deimos cannot see us. They peer down and send smoke signals that there is no enemy in the barren deciduous woods around the bridge. They do not see us because we have been belly down in the same position in the woods, 50 yards from the bridge, since black dawn. Each of my oathbreakers has a white or grey wolf cloak now. It took a week to find the wolves, but perhaps that was for the better. The hunt created a bond. My 10 soldiers are a scrappy lot. Liars, wicked cheats who would rather ruin their futures than be slaves in this game. So a proud, practical, but not very honourable lot. Just the sort I need. Their faces are painted white with bird dung and grey clay.